Amen. Amen. Strong deliverer. Yeah, that's you, no. Second verse. Strong deliverer. Strong deliverer. Strong deliverer. Peace of the living God be with you all. Today is Health Sunday, and our theme for today is Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, glorifying God as stewards of His creation, our environmental witness. Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, glorifying God as stewards of His creation, our environmental witness. One perspective we must adjust in our lives as Jesus' disciples is that we don't own anything. God owns it all, and He entrusts His things to us. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we have come before you to listen to your word. You are a sovereign Lord. I am just an instrument in your hand. Lord, anoint my lips and use me to speak your unadulterated word to your people. Prepare every heart, every mind, every soul under the sound of my voice to be fertile to receive your word. And let it mold and shape our lives. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Before I start today's message, it's important for me, based on the theme, to define a couple of words for us to know. So once again, I'll ask the media team to work with me here. The first is stewardship. Stewardship. So stewardship is equal to God-given responsibility and accountability. Stewardship is equal to God-given responsibility and accountability. I'm purposefully defining this way. So when we talk about stewardship, it's about God-given responsibility, and it comes with accountability. Amen? Stewardship applies to all areas of our lives. Our marriage, teaching our children, how we use our ears, our eyes, our hands, our feet, the care we give to our homes, how we use God's resources. The church, the ministers, each other, the Bible. It's all about how we take care of that. Now, from stewardship comes steward. So what is the word steward? And I'll explain it because it makes more sense for me to explain it to you. See, in the biblical times, and it's still the same today, householders, right, people that own large farms and livestock would often be gone for a long time away from their homes. And when they're gone from their homes for a long time, they would normally appoint one person, one of the servants, to manage their business. And this person was responsible for his master's household and was to consistently manage the household and the master's business as if the master was there himself. Are you understanding me? That is steward. That important position is what is called a steward. As Christians, God has called us to be stewards. We do not choose to become stewards. We are stewards by virtue of being God's utmost creation to take care of what God has put on this earth. Amen? The Bible helps us to know God, to understand His desire for our relationship with Him, our relationship with one another, and certainly the greatest commandment, which we can find in Matthew 22, 36 to 39, is to love God and to love one another. And the Great Commission, which is also in Matthew 28, 19, they both focus on two relationships: loving God and loving one another. And therefore, it's appropriate for us to be teaching and preaching these topics or points in our church. But what does the Bible teach us about the rest of God's creation and our relationship to it? Is it important? Is this simply the earthly platform that God has created for His plan so that we can just be here? Is the primary purpose of the earth that God has created to be a source of resources for us? Are we only to worry about the water, the energy, the food that we get from the earth? So I'm going to take you through a couple of things, a couple of facts, actually. Number one, God created everything. That's number one. As Christians, we need to understand that. Yankupon no bobibia. The vegetation, the creatures, the ecosystems, and all the natural processes that plants need for their growth and seed bearing. The cycles of the day and the night, rain and shine, were all created by God. And we can find that fact in Genesis 1:1-2. God also declared each part of His creation to be good and blessed each, expressing His will that His creation will flourish. God is also the sustainer of all creation, and He is sovereign over everything that He has made. So if you think about it, all the three are important to God: our relationship to Him, our relationship to one another, and our relationship to the environment in which we live. Because when God finished, He said, it was good. Amen? And if we look at John 1:1-3, Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, was there when creation happened. The scripture says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. That's why Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega. He will be there when all things pass. Amen. The second thing, or second fact, I want you to know is that God owns everything. We own nothing. Bibiya Yanyameza, we don't own anything. God is the owner and sustainer of the earth and everything in it. All that we have and all that we receive from the earth belongs to God. See, this principle was very well articulated by Paul in 1 Corinthians 4:7. 1 Corinthians 4:7. Paul said, "For who regards you as superior? And what do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?" Amen. Our health is a gift from God. The peace that we enjoy is a gift from God. Our intellect, how far you've gone to school, how far God has enabled you to be educated is a gift from God. And therefore, do not boast because of your title. Our money is a gift from God. God blesses you with what you have. Amen. Number three, God entrusts us with everything that we have. Everything we have, God entrusts it to us. In the Bible, in Genesis 1:26 to 28, God said he will make man in his image. What does that mean? There are so many theories out there as to what the image of God is. But one of the clearest contextual answers to this age-old question is that God's image is God entrusting his things to us for our management. So it means that we are supposed to look after the things that God has made as if it was God himself. Because we've been made in his image. The interpretation of subduing and having dominion over the earth is that we take God's place here on earth, being like God in a way that we manage what God has. It's like we are the representatives over his creation. That's all I'm trying to say. We are God's representatives over his creation. So to bear God's image is to be like him over the earth. The way we treat it either reveals God's character in us or otherwise. Amen? God expects us to do well with his things. He entrusts them to us, trusting that we will do to them as he would. Now remember, God created everything on earth and in the heavens, in the seas, and said it was good. We are stewards, not owners. Did you understand that? We are stewards, not owners. It's very interesting. Sometimes it's like, oh, I own the suit. I'm the steward of the suit that God has given me. And therefore, when I wear it to glorify God. Amen? Amen? You see, part of the respect we pay to people is how we treat the things that they have. True? When you respect somebody, when you value somebody, you treat their things special. Hallelujah. So So I don't like when we say environmental stewards. I like when we say creation stewardship, because it's all about protecting creation. Some people take it to the extreme where they say, hey, you can't even kill an ant, right? Because that's creation. That's not what I'm talking about. God gave us plant to eat. He gave us animal for food. So I'm not talking about the extreme. How we use God's property, which is the earth, is important to him. He doesn't want us to abuse what he's giving us and take advantage of it. But he also doesn't want us to be so careful that we don't even use it as a resource, because he provided that for us as a resource. We must enjoy and use the earth resources without abusing it. Number four, we are responsible to increase. Listen to me very well. We are responsible to increase what God has given to us. So I may increase it or diminish it, right? So you can also increase it or diminish it. You are a steward. As God's image bearer, you are responsible to manage what God entrusts to you. Just like you manage what you have, you must consider what you have to be dedicated to God. Dedicate your time to God, because he gave you the time. Don't tell me that you are too busy, because we all have time to browse our phones. We don't get busy doing that. We want to know what's happening out there. We don't get busy doing that. Dedicate your finances to God, however little it is. Your talents and your gifts and everything else God has given you, you should make Jesus Christ a priority in all things that you do and with all that you have. Amen. See, in the parable of the dishonest manager in Luke 16, Jesus teaches us that we must be managers of what God has given to us. He says we must be faithful in the little things for God to entrust us with true riches. Another parable, the parable of the talents, Matthew 25, if you look at 14 to 30, highlights being good stewards of what God gives us. The master doubles what the one who managed very well had. And the one who managed poorly, the master took the one talent that he had and gave it to the one that had 10. It is clear God expects us to manage whatever we have for his glory. It's about glorifying God with his possessions he has entrusted to us. Somebody say amen. It's about glorifying God with his possessions that he has entrusted to us. A good steward uses his or her gifts, her responsibilities, her possessions for spiritual growth. And therefore, use your voice for the benefit of the church. If God has gifted you a voice, use your teaching skills to benefit the church. Use your gift of prophecy to benefit the church. You are skillful in playing instruments. Use it for the benefit of the church. Support the work of God with the money he has given you by paying your tithes and offerings. Support the work of God. Use your God-given gift, whatever it is, for the spiritual benefit of his kingdom. Hallelujah. Number five, God can call us into account anytime, any day. Amen. It's not when the earth is finished. When you die today, that's it. You have no chance to reform. Amen? There is no chance to reform after death. Now remember the definition of stewardship that I said. I said stewardship equals God's given responsibility and what? Accountability. So we will be held accountable. While we don't know the exact time that it's coming, because none of us know when we will close our eyes and never open it again. We don't know. It can come at any time. We were told in scriptures that our day of accountability is coming for our work and for the stewardship of what God has entrusted to us. 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may be recognized or recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad." Whether good or bad, we will be held accountable by the Almighty God when Jesus mounts his throne. So how are you managing all the resources that God has entrusted to you is my question this morning. Would Jesus be pleased with you for prioritizing his things first before anything else? And it's not just about things either, beloved of Christ. It's not just about things. Parents must raise their children in the fear of the Lord. We must mold our children according to their personalities, lives, and abilities for the glory of God. Did you hear what I said? Did somebody hear me? We're not supposed to mold them into something else. But you look at your child, everybody has a gift. Everybody was made unique, and you develop that to the glory of God. Amen. There's so much we think about as stewards of God. We think it's a lot of work, but it's blessings. How are you advancing in your Christian maturity? Are you living for Christ? Are you yearning and making effort to be Christ-like every day? Are you? You must use the gifts that the Spirit has given you to encourage and help the body of Christ. Don't criticize one another. Encourage one another. Amen. This is the responsibility we learn to enjoy as Christians. Usually when you are given a duty, you don't think of it as fun, right? But when you learn to manage what God has given you with excellence, you will experience more and more of his blessings as benefit, and it's fun. We all want money, right? We all want to do well, right? Even if it's not money, you want peace. You want joy, isn't it? This morning, another question I have for you is, when you get to heaven, will Jesus look at you and say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? Would Jesus say that to you? Beloved of the Lord, as I bring my message to a close, one thing is clear, that our relationship to the earth and each other as well as God is important. And it's important that we understand that we are stewards of what God has given us, but not consumers of what God has given us. The biblical principle of stewardship applies broadly and correctly to handling money that God has entrusted to us too. Correctly handling God's word. If you look at 2 Timothy 2:15, it talks about that. Correctly handling creation and being God's stewards of his gifts that he's giving us. You see, one fundamental difference between our relationship to money or property and our relationship to the earth is that we are an integral part of the earth as humans. We ourselves are a part, we are a component of the ecosystem. Unlike other parts of it that were made or created out of nothing, ex nihilo means nothing. Everything God just spoke and it came to being. But when it came to you and me, he formed us out of the dust of the earth. Dama. That's why Adam was called Adam, out of the earth. So we are an integral part of the earth, unlike everything else. And therefore, we must treat the earth with respect. If we become good stewards of the earth that God has given into our care, we take good care of ourselves also, and the next generation to come. Amen? God's desire is that our influence is positive on the things that he has made with his hands. Manage God's resources and blessings he has entrusted to you with excellence. Make Jesus proud of you in the way you bear his image and steward his things wisely. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord our God, you are sovereign. You are a God of blessing. The universe sings of your glory. Keeping our gratitude for all you have made and awakening in us a renewed commitment to take care of the earth and of each other. Inspire us with openness and courage to act urgently and wisely in being stewards of your creation, so that the earth you have created for us may be healed and restored, and all people and all generations to come may delight in it. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.